Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The big three automakers are meeting with President Bush today. The companies are in financial trouble, but they insist they're not looking for a government bailout. So what are they after? Marketplace's Amy Scott is here to tell us. And Amy, what, if anything, might come out of this meeting with the president?
Probably not much, according to the analysts I've been talking to. One called it political theater, partly because apparently some of these executives were planning to show up at the White House driving hybrid cars. Energy is expected to be one item on the agenda. Also, healthcare, the big three, and really all of manufacturing are looking for some relief from their labor costs. The one thing Washington could do, though, is put some pressure on Japan to strengthen its currency. Because the yen is so cheap compared to the U.S. dollar, Detroit says Japanese carmakers have an unfair advantage, you know, because they can produce their cars more cheaply. But analysts doubt the White House is going to go there.
Well, speaking of Japanese automakers, I understand there's news about Toyota's plans for expansion.
Yes, well, the Wall Street Journal got hold of a leaked copy of Toyota's global master plan. It says the company aims to capture 15% of the global market by 2010. Now, Toyota has already surpassed Ford to become the world's number two automaker by sales. Analysts say it could soon pass General Motors as well. I talked to analyst David Healy with Burnham Securities. He says a big part of Toyota's success is the cars. It's been very disciplined about bringing out new models, constantly updating the older ones. And Healy says even in the States, the company can produce its cars much more cheaply than its American counterparts.
They have a young workforce and very little in the way of pension and medical expenses, which gives them a huge advantage, along with the other Japanese producers operating in the United States, gives them a huge advantage over the big three.
And unlike the big three, which Healy says pay about $70 an hour in labor costs, Toyota pays more like $45 per hour. So its plan to unseat GM doesn't look unreasonable.
But, Amy, isn't GM starting to turn things around?
Well, the company worldwide is back to turning a profit, and analysts expect the North American operations to break even this quarter, which is a pretty big deal for GM. It's got some new vehicles that people like, but if it can't find a way to keep those labor costs down, it is going to have trouble fending off Toyota. And on Marketplace later today, we'll be looking at how the Arab news channel Al Jazeera plans to take on CNN and Fox News in the fight for ratings.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. That's produced by American Public Media.